This is Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey. I am on my way 75 south. The roads aren't super fun, but we got ABBA playing.
Hey, B1.
W8RCY on air.
Morning, Don. W8CR.
Good morning, Phil.
Yeah.
How were the conditions by you?
Slushy. Very slushy.
I can see part of the Quinder, just a small stretch of it, and it looks like it's pretty well taken care of. I don't see a lot of slush on what I can see. I know the plows were out last night, and they started plowing the campus here. I was home all night, and usually Friday night, date night, I'm usually up in Chesterfield. But, yeah, it was the plows came through and woke me up early this morning. But we got probably maybe a solid 3 inches, maybe more. It's the first snow we had where the ground is actually covered. You don't see the grass sticking through or anything. So this is like the first true snowfall we've had since, you know, the winter months started.
Yeah, I just got back in town Thursday from Los Angeles. So, went from the fire, from the frying pan into the deep freeze.
I believe you have family out there. Are they affected by the fires?
Yeah. My son had evacuated last night. They're in a warning area. Not a mandatory, but a warning. So they left. Yeah, it's a mess out there.
Yeah, I copy that. I have a lot of racing connections out there and friends, but no family. Because all that's left is my sister and I here in Michigan, and my brother moved to Florida June of 2019. And, this whole thing with tropical storms and hurricanes that they've dealt with, that's about the worst they have. But, I'll be thinking about your family and keep them in my prayers, but man, there's just so much devastation. It's unbelievable. It's like, you know, Armageddon or whatever. I can't even put it into words as I see some of it.
Yeah, and what you see on the news is doesn't even give you a really good feeling for it. A friend of mine. Son sent him a video that he took driving through the Pacific Palisades area. Just block after block after block of nothingness, where there were homes after homes.
Okay, well, I'll let you get back to driving, and we'll see you in about 20 or 30 minutes, and just be safe coming out this way, because, you know, I don't know what the roads are really like. I believe Oakland County does probably a better job than Macomb County did, the county that I grew up in, because I've only been out here in Oakland County for about 10 or 11 years now. So, all right, we'll see you in a little bit. Stay safe. W8RCY.
Yeah, there's a car in the ditch. He's not being careful. And there's somebody going way too slow with his four-ways on. People are a little nuts. Either going too fast or too slow. All right, we'll see you there. ABPR.
KFATW Mobile, standing by.
ABPR, good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you today?
sounds funny. I can't quite place you. Name is Phil. Pop in the Lima.
Name on this side is Brian. I got my ticket back in December. Go to the breakfast on Saturday morning.
Oh, okay, Brian. Yeah, I know who you are. yeah, I'm just heading there myself. Been away for a couple weeks, so got to catch up on all the latest gossip.
Okay, we look forward to seeing you there. I'm going to take a short standby here. Cafe CWF.
All right, see you there, ABAP.
M-A-K-P-P.
Good morning, ABAP.
Hey, Phil. Are you attempting to go to the breakfast? I don't think I want to take the chance.
Yeah, it's not that bad. The roads are a little slushy and stuff. Expressway is a little bit icy. You just got to watch your speed, but it's fine. Not that bad. I forgot where you're coming from.
Meet up in Baltimore. So, yeah, I just didn't feel like taking a chance and doing it today. And plus, I get frustrated because, you know, you couldn't drive your normal little 70 miles an hour. So, and I think we got a little bit more snow up here, too. And it's not that it matters, but they haven't even plowed our streets yet. So, I mean, God knows I get a truck big enough to get out of here, you know. But I just don't want to do it. So, I'm kind of telling everybody I'm going to miss it this time.
Yeah, I don't blame you. So, yeah, being close to the water there, you might have, it might be a little icier and stuff because of the winds.
Yeah, they were kind of lazy. So, how are you doing? What's going on? Anything good in your life?
Yeah, it's like I said, I got back from California on Thursday. My son lives out there, and he's right at the edge of the where the fires are. So they're in, they were not in the evacuation zone, but now they got they're in the warning zone. So they packed up and left.
Oh, very good. Yeah, we were just watching the news on that just now. As a matter of fact, I thought it was funny. 15 seconds, I'd say hi to everybody. But, yeah, that's bad. We were just watching it. That's not a good thing out there. That's just terrible, terrible, terrible. And, I mean, some of it is really bad mismanagement. You know, cause I did play in a fire, paid on call volunteer type thing for a long time in my life. And, I know what it's like to have a hydrant run out of water because we had the same thing happen to us. You know, the power went out in the town. The generators didn't fire back up like they were supposed to. And so I know what that feeling is like. And that's like this, you don't realize, you know, you get all this fancy stuff with you and you just don't realize everything's based on that 5-inch connection coming out of the ground. And it was probably, I don't know, 15 years or so ago that I had that happen. And it is not a feeling that you like.
Yeah, it's a very bad situation. A lot of finger pointing going on. But they say that even if they had all the resources and no problems with the fire hydrants, this thing would still be a major disaster. You know, it's funny, I had just driven through that whole neighborhood like 2 or 3 days before. You know, we could go out there, run along the beach, get something to eat, and we were just all in, right in that area. Went through that canyon and everything, and then, you know, a few days later, it's destroyed.
Yeah, and that was all those beachfront houses. You know, I mean, that's the famous scene from 2 and a Half Men, you know, all the time. Charlie Harper's house, you know, you've seen that whole coastline. That's all gone. That's not nice. That's like devastating.
I never watched that show, but I don't know if you saw in the news, they had a, they showed a mobile home park. It's right across, it's right on the, what they call the PCH, Pacific Coast Highway, right across from the water. That was totally destroyed. Did you see that?
I did not, but I've been in quite a few mobile home fires, and there's usually no stopping those. I mean, even if things were normal, you know, if it was just an isolated, normal, everyday routine type event, all those years I played around in that business, and I do say play around because that's what it was for me. It wasn't a profession. It was more of an education. Our team was never able to stop a mobile home. It was just, you just, by the time you got there, it was, there was nothing to do.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. When I was there last year, my wife and I were just kicking around the idea of, well, what would it cost to live out here, out there? So we actually looked at a couple of the homes in that park. And we had an agent come out and showed us a couple of few of them. Didn't get an idea what it would cost. And that's all gone now.
Give me a
so how much?
I'm going to get $400,000.
I wish. The small little piece of crap box was like $650.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay, now that's just stupid money.
Well, that's what it costs. It used to cost to live out there. Maybe I'll pick up some property cheap now. I don't know. Every one of those houses that probably have burned up, probably a minimum $2 million. It's just insane.
Yeah, and I'm hearing the rat bastard insurance companies are already canceling people's insurance.
Probably.
Well, in defense of them,
yeah,
and I do agree with, you know, they shouldn't be doing that, but I'm
right,
also going to guess that they don't have the money to cover it either.
You know, I mean, if you think about it,
they got a certain amount of reserve they have to have, and, you know, whatever it is, let's say if it's, you know, $200 million, and Phil says each house is, you know, $2 million, it don't take long for them to run out of money, so they're going to be bankrupt anyway. So, yeah, it's a big, ugly mess. And, you know, and then, of course, if you're undercapitalized as an insurance agent, you should be penalized, too.
Well, I think I might have doubled. Anyways, I'm just got one light and I'm there, so see you guys there. Yeah, it's crazy with the insurance and everything. So a lot of people don't have insurance. They've been living in those houses so long, they've done their mortgages are paid off. They don't need it, and a lot of them don't have it. So what are you going to do? All right, see you there. Hey, dude, Pierre.
Go ahead, Sean. I thought that was you.
No, I just picked up Donald and I'm heading over to the meeting place as we speak. But, yeah, I saw the devastation. I mean, at least they have to cover what they have insured, but you're going to, it's just like in Florida, you won't be able to get insurance going forward. It looks like that's the case out there. So, at least, as long as they make good on the people that had insurance, because I think that's criminal. If you have something like that, and they say nope, not gonna do it.
Well, that little 25-30 part time that check is missing. That's where it's gonna go. So yeah, I agree. You know, it's like if you have the means to live out there, you know, it shouldn't be insurable. I got, you know, and I understand some of these cats, you know. After a while, you get so wealthy that you don't really care, you know, what's $2 million bucks, you know what I'm saying? It's like nothing in our savings account or stuff like that. these ultra-wealthy people. But you do need liability insurance, you know, if somebody slips and falls in your swimming pool or something of that nature, you know. But I do, I can see that happening. I.e. hurricane house insurance down in Florida, i.e. flood insurance in, what was it, New Orleans, i.e. fire insurance, earthquake insurance out in California. You know, if you have the means to live out there, you should kind of, like, think that, okay, if all hell breaks loose, it's on me. You know, I don't think that you and I should have to pay for that kind of stuff. Did I lose you?
We just pulled up, and we were discussing something. Are you coming, or are you at home? You sound like you're at home.
Yeah, I am. I'm not coming. I just didn't want to take it, you know. I just didn't want to go through the hassles of driving and this stuff, at least not the first big snow event. So you guys have a good time, and with me not being there, I'll give you something to talk about. So today I'll be the subject. You guys have a good one. Don, have a great day. John, have a great day. And I'm assuming by your Facebook post, Ohio won. So congratulations.
Roger. All right. Catch you later. We're here. W8FU.
K8, are you 8?
KHBB. Thank you.
1X, looking for a radio check. This is KE8QNX, looking for a radio check. Over. KE8WOG, what was that call sign again? This is KE8QNX, looking for a radio check. I don't know if anybody is here on the repeater.
This is November 8, Zulu, Zulu Echo. John, you're solid copy in the Warren, Michigan through this repeater.
KE8WOG testing. KE8WOG.
First one was good. Your second one, the first half was good. The second half tailed out.
No, that's still serious progress. I got my first homemade 70-centimeter dipole, and I'm about 20 miles away from the repeater with a 5-watt HT.
That's seriously impressive because the part that came through was with only the tiniest hint of static, and that might actually be between me and the repeater because I'm like 12 miles from the repeater. So, yeah, that's a very strong signal, very clear, very readable, all that good stuff.
Oh, that is absolutely fantastic. All right. Well, thank you for copying that. Again, this is KE8WOG, clear.
KE8WOG, good job. My name is Tim. Call sign KE8JL. Enjoy.
N1KRD.
KE8TFM.
N8KDP. En route to Myers. N8KBP, back at it.
Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey. Anyone out here?